is a limited exercise. This is not going to break out. This is not all things. So one limited piece of business. You still have much. You still have people. We still have a lot of problems. This is a step forward. I'm prepared to take it. But I think a conscious effort to resist forces will be. When you get Joe Alton playing, about the heroin situation,
turning point in history,
and the turning point in history, and let me, 2 decades out from history, you can begin to
build a company like that. But the only thing is, though, if you get a test ban agreement, which is important, and if he says that he wants to go to the summit, then if he does, McMillan will be saying, and this becomes the price agreement, then obviously you have to go to the, not to a summit, but to a meeting. And the summit's a terrible word. We have to go to a meeting. It's not a good atmosphere. Khrushchev has this very belligerent personality, which expresses itself, I'm sure, particularly when there's two of us present, so that he's showing off to everybody. So that, he likes to intimidate McMillan. So McMillan's pretty good. But McMillan would be dying to go, and the Khrushchev may be dying to go, and it may be necessary to go. Then we just have to decide how we arrange it so it doesn't use. You really have to get the goal there then, almost. I agree with you, but I don't know if that may come just to get this agreement. Then it's not so bad, of course, if we're going to sign a definite agreement. On the other hand, that agreement may blow up 6 months later by the Chinese doing it, or the French not going along. So you have to have some understanding about what the French are going to do before you win, I guess.
Sure, and
the Russians, I think. What about Camp David? That was a disaster, too.
It was a disaster because Ike said one thing, to take it very seriously, and we have the other brother.
Berlin, is that normal?
And that really,
I think that was right. I mean, except that's the way they choose. It's like supposedly Arthur Dean saying something to them. They just, of course it's abnormal. That doesn't mean you accept their solution. But I know that I think they thought they were leading into something. I got over what they really wanted. Thought they were going to get out of it, but they made it so that I want to change the name Camp David.
Actually, that is beyond part of what we do. Although we do grasp such deep in somewhere else. I think there's been a diminishing impact of those things. I think merely, I think it's as dangerous as it was to disavow.
We get it very well projected. It's just how far forward you think you can come and how much further we got to go.
No
reason for that.
Excision 1. 1 minute, 30 seconds excised.
All right, well, listen now. We'll meet tomorrow on prayer. And you are to see if you can prove the any other than Arthur might have
done. Yeah, you get it from there. I've got a copy. Okay. I don't want to go get it. Okay. Because most physicians have the only issue with the smart report. And the place was that you well, it was person who might have been there. You knew that
it
couldn't go out
without your passing on because he was the result. This is really Chang, the one I was talking about.
Al Wells is the ambassador's private secretary.